General Electric is facing its first national strike in more than 30 years. The company's two largest unions, representing some 20,000 workers, say they'll stage a two-day protest next week. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports workers are angry over rising health care costs.
At 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, workers settled into folding chairs at the United Electrical Workers Local 332. It's a dusty union hall in downtown Fort Edward, New York. Two of General Electric's big factories straddle the Hudson River here. Bob Brown has worked in the maintenance shop for 34 years, just long enough that he saw the last national strike in 1969. This time, the fight is over health insurance.
They get the money because they're big in the medical business, so they're still getting the profits, and yet they still want to pass it on to us, too.
The electrical workers and their fellow union, the International Union of Electronic Workers, say GE's new health care plan will cost the average member $400 a year. As Ruth Cross headed in for the strike vote, she said higher co-pays for doctor visits and prescription drugs would sting.
I mean, I'm the only supporter of my family. My husband has been diagnosed with a disease, and I've got to stay working, and yes, it will affect my family a lot.
The 48-hour strike will hit two plants here in New York, along with factories in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Kansas. But with fewer than 10% of GE's workers taking part, company spokesman Gary Sheffer says operations won't be disrupted.
We plan for any number of contingencies at GE, one of them being a strike, and we plan to meet customer needs.
Sheffer concedes that the new health care plan will cost the average worker more each year, but he puts the increase at $200. Sheffer says the company's cost per worker has risen by more than $2,000.
Our health care costs are skyrocketing from $965 million a year to $1.4 billion. We've asked our employees to share a very small portion of this.
The health care dispute has added resonance here because Fort Edward is also home to the country's biggest Superfund cleanup site. Through the 1970s, General Electric dumped more than 1 million pounds of toxic polychlorinated biphenyls into the Hudson River. A study commissioned by GE found no increase in cancer among the company's workers. But union members like Bob Brown say they don't believe it.
Most of us have been working down here for years with all the medical situations coming up. A lot of people feel that GE does owe them an obligation because they contributed some of the medical conditions that they have.
Union leaders describe this strike as a protest, but the United Electrical Workers National Secretary, Steve Tormey, says it's also a warm-up round for contract talks scheduled for the spring.
This serves to get our folks, on board and mobilized and in a fighting mood around this issue, because we expect the company proposals to be worse in the negotiations than what they've affected here.
General Electric's spokesman won't say whether the company will ask for more concessions when talks get underway. GE is one of the largest corporations in the world with more than 300,000 employees. The company says its profits grew last year by roughly $1 billion. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Fort Edward, New York.